This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Our new text line, 303-22-ALICE. Again, it's 303-222-5423, 303-222-5423, or 303-22-ALICE. Because we're using the same line, it's the request line, but it's also the text line now. So you can text at the same, you know, request line. Somebody says this, man, Jamie's being extra know-it-all and annoying this week. Can I just tell you this? I feel the same way because for the first time ever, I have knowledge. I've actually read through the entire story. I don't actually have to guess about what the hell it is. I don't go, yeah, I don't even know this time. I've been reading.
What story are we talking
like
about?
Like the CEO story. I read through the entire thing.
Okay.
I actually know. I don't have to go, I don't know where it was. I actually know it was Manhattan. I actually know it was the Hilton.
It was breaking news too.
It is breaking news. Although Schmidl just showed me like something very horrible. I mean, the guy just passed away. And if you don't know, the CEO was on the steps of the Hilton in Manhattan at 7 a.m. this morning. And he was targeted and he was shot in the chest and he passed away. And people, I mean, I thought we got it bad. This guy is dead. And they are going after him saying, claim denied. A bullet is a pre-existing condition. Like, because there's so many people that are angry that they've been denied claims from, you know, different insurance companies that they're going after this poor man. I mean, his fan, he's dead.
You knew that was going to happen. I was going to mention that when we talked about it earlier, but it wasn't the place to do it. But now it feels like we can. when you're in the insurance business, it's almost like being a tax collector. Okay.
Yeah.
People don't really like you that much. They don't like the insurance people. They think that insurance can scam people. You know, they don't step up when you need them sometimes. And maybe that's what happened here. This disgruntled person. Who knows?
One of them says, I mean, being CEO of a company whose internal documents show that they legitimately denied claims to increase profits is definitely a pre-existing condition for a risk of violence. My God. I just kind of be nice, like just.
It's a terrible story, but it does seem that just the way you know it's unfolded this morning that it has something to do with policy with insurance.
Yeah. That got turned down by just, for something.
It just reeks of that. I mean, to know somebody knew his schedule. They knew he was going to be coming out of that hotel that morning or this morning.
Yeah. So. Anyway, as long as we're talking about what's annoying, I have one. It's skipping all the last couple of days. Your whole feed has been skipping. It keeps cutting in and out. That's from one phone number. Another phone number says, you guys, what is going on with the skipping sound the last couple of days? Here's another phone number. Is anyone else complaining about the app? It keeps cutting in and out. Uh-oh. Yeah, you know, sometimes we have a little problem with the app.
Try and... Turn it off and turn it back on.
I love that.
Unplug it. Down. Unplug
yep,
it. Yeah.
Yep. Unplug it. Wait. I mean, every time I call Xfinity and I have a problem that's glitching, they tell me to turn it off.
Yeah.
And then I turn back on and I'll be damn if it doesn't work.
You got to understand, our app does not come out of this building.
Right. Exactly.
It's out of our nationwide, wherever, you know, that.
Philadelphia.
Is it Philadelphia?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have no control over it.
Somebody said, so the Texnado line is gone? Yes, but we can read yours now at 303-22-ALICE.
Yeah.
So they tried to do this thing because they knew like how many of you were texting and stuff. So they tried to stick it in with it, right? They said, it's going to be $17,000 a month to keep your line. We're like, yeah.
Absurd.
What?
Wow. We ain't got no money for that.
Just for texting? What?
Highway robbery.
Yeah, because we already have to pay ASCAP fees and all that stuff. Like, what? For texting? For you guys to say mean things to us?
Yeah. And for them to even come to our company. You obviously don't know our company.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not going to write you a check
at
for
all.
That.
Instead, they're
won't write us a check for that.
Right. Instead, they're going to make the text line and the request line the same line. So, again, it's 303-22-ALICE is the new text line as well. Okay. Let's get to some of this. First of all, let's say congratulations to this new restaurant. I guess this restaurant has been named like the best restaurant on the planet. It's called Alma Fonafina. Wait, what? Alma Fonafina. Have you guys heard of it?
No.
I have not.
No.
Well, it got a Michelin star. It's only been open since 2023.
Is it here?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's in Denver. It's called Alma Fonafina.
Never heard of it.
Or AFF. Alma Fonafina, I guess it was, got a Michelin star. It opened only in 2023. It's been open for 1 year. And then Esquire magazine just named it they only picked 35, and this is the only restaurant in Denver that made it, and it's only one of 35 in the whole country. Best new restaurant in America.
What's the cuisine?
It's a Mexican. It said it's a twist on Mexican. Alma Fonafina. I would have guessed Italian.
I would have guessed Italian.
Yeah, Alma Fonafina.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's at 2556 15th Street. It's downtown Denver or whatever. And it says that the husband and wife that started this place a year ago, they sold their house to start it.
Wow, no, so they gave up everything. They went all in.
All in, and it paid off.
I wonder how it got discovered for that type of award.
Well, first of all, they got a Michelin star too.
That's what I mean, to get the Michelin star. I mean, if you're a mom and pop, it's probably hard to get discovered.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool. You know what? Every time I see one of these lists they come out with Westward about the top 15
this is from Esquire.
No. I'm just saying locally. When I see like a Westward put out their top 15 restaurants in town, and I look at the list and I've never been to any of them, I feel so out of touch when it comes to the food around here.
This is like a Michelin star restaurant. I agree with you. And it's been named best new restaurant and never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Didn't even know there was an Alma Fonafina.
No, when I see these Westward lists and I've never heard of these restaurants, it's like, where have I been? Do I live here?
I'm just always proud that I've been to Garden Grace.
Oh. Yeah.
And I'm like, see? I'm
I've been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never been there.
What?
Really?
No.
I thought you knew the.
I know Troy.
But
yeah.
You've never gone.
Been to his restaurant. No, I've been to other restaurants he's got, but I've never been to that one.
Oh, really? You gotta go.
You gotta go.
Never been, and I know Troy. I've texted with him just recently.
The Brussels sprouts.
The
right?
Brussels sprouts are so good, and so they have actual half sizes. So most places you go, you have to buy an entire full size, and it's way more than two people can handle. But at Garden Grace, you actually get half sizes.
And you feel so like city slicker because we sat outside right there along the street.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just felt like I was in Manhattan.
It's like in the heart of, the jungle, corporate jungle.
Yeah. I know. Surprised. Because everybody was in suits and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, that's right. I'm corporate America.
I'm doing business.
Yes. Yeah, I'm surprised my good buddy Troy hasn't invited me.
Are you really?
Troy?
Well, maybe because you look pathetic that you're trying to get free food. And he has paying customers.
This guy's walking in with socks and plop.
Yeah, right. We got gift cards there once.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. What happened to that gift card?
I gave it to my son.
Oh, gotcha.
He went.
Oh, gotcha.
He was taking his girlfriend something.
Oh, well, that's
nice. But I'll let him use it.
Anyway, this Alma Fonafina is known for their lamb, apparently. So there you go. I thought that was pretty interesting. Let's Betsy here. The other thing, we talked about this earlier this morning, which is really crazy, is that Pamela Anderson is up against Angelina Jolie for an Oscar. What? Yeah, so they haven't been nominated yet, but they're all saying that these two are going to get Oscar nominated. Won't that be weird?
Yeah, I guess for her.
So it's Oscar buzz.
I mean, for
buzz.
Pam, I would think that she would look at it as, you know, whoa, I'm right there with Angelina.
She'd
right?
be pumped.
But then Angelina looks at it as a disgrace.
I know,
Pamela
right?
Anderson. I mean, we're talking somebody that ran on a beach in a bikini.
Right, and that
and
was
I
cold.
And I know 15 languages.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I own a winery. And I'm fighting with my ex.
Still. Yeah, and not only that, but she took 7 months to learn opera. I mean, Pamela is in called The Last Showgirl. Like, what did she do? Just do what she knows.
Yeah. Stripper.
Anyway, Angelina Jolie was asked by the Sunday Times what an Angelina Jolie biopic would look like. And basically, Angelina Jolie said, I don't want a biopic done about me.
Yeah.
Because I'm too bitchy.
I don't think anyone wants to watch that either.
She didn't say that. Hey, this is funny. This is going kind of viral, and it is funny. So Bo Nix, they put a picture of Bo Nix up against Zach Wilson's dad. Zach Wilson being the backup quarterback, right?
Yeah.
And they put a picture of Bo Nix and Zach Wilson's dad side by side. You guys, it's like they're twins.
Really?
It's weird.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah. It's weird. I've just
Wait a minute. Zach Wilson's dad looks like Bo? Or Bo looks like him?
They look alike.
Huh.
Like maybe that Zach Wilson's dad.
Rawhide. Might be something going on.
Well,
I'm just saying that's what they're saying. Well, not me. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. I put it up on our Facebook page if you want to go there.
Oh, it does.
Don't they look a lot alike?
Yeah, they have like the same chin and like nose.
Yeah.
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 That's
sort of
scary.
That like scrunched face look too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, just something to think about.
So you're saying Zach and Bo could be brothers?
Yep. Yeah.
And look at the smile. Look how similar it is. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's something happening. Something went on.
Zach Wilson's dad's allegedly a whore. I'm kidding. I joke because I can. Okay. I love. Let's see here. What is the other story I want to tell you? Oh, Angelina said she doesn't want one. She's too bitchy. That's what I want to tell you. Kris Jenner wants to continue the Kardashians. No! Haven't we seen enough? I guess it's her only way she makes money. And they're saying that she's flying through money, and her boyfriend is flying through her money as well. And the only way that she makes any kind of money is she's the executive producer. It also says she has control over her kids when she's in the middle of the Kardashians reality series. It's the most direct control she has over her kids, and it's the most she ever sees her kids is when they're filming, right? Because they're all so busy. And it's the way that she gets millions of dollars while her kids have hundreds of millions, and it keeps her at least, you know, not having to ask them for some cash.
Now, let me ask you a question on the Kardashians, because I get this impression, and I didn't even know the show was still on, to be honest with you. But do all those girls and mom live in the same house still?
No, they haven't lived in the same house for years.
I picture them all in the same house.
No, they haven't lived in the same house.
Sharing the same bathroom.
No.
That's the way it's perceived to be on the show.
No.
It's like, really?
No, they all... BJ, such a guy, right?
I am.
I felt the same way. I thought they all lived in like a giant
mansion. I did too. I felt like they all lived together at 40 years old.
No, they all have gigantic mansions.
They would kill each other if they all lived together.
Right? They just get together to film, but they don't stay there. Like Kylie Jenner, all of them have huge mansions. They all have huge mansions. Like, I mean, their pantries, you guys, their pantries are bigger than all our homes together.
Do they film it to various houses?
Yes, they do.
I don't watch it. I have no idea.
That's a good thing.
I feel like it's a compliment not to know.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, you're fine.
Yeah. And again, I didn't even know the show was still on.
Yeah, it doesn't go against
you. Did they move it to a different stream or something?
Yeah. I think it's only on streaming, right?
I think it is.
Yeah. Hulu, I think, or something like that.
I don't know.
I tried to watch a little bit last night of that while I was folding laundry of that, the racket, the... it's about the oil business.
Landman.
Yeah, Landman with Billy Bob Thornton. And I couldn't remember my password for Paramount Plus. It's $4.99. I went into my Xfinity account. $4.99 for that Paramount Plus. Anyway, and then it said it send me a code to my email. And I waited.
Never got it.
So I went back to Bravo and just watched Bravo. Yeah. It just never
started. I wonder how many people are paying for a service that they can't even access,
dude,
get into.
So I didn't even know I was paying for Paramount Plus, right? It's $4.99. I looked at everything. I'm paying for Hulu with commercials, and that's like $4.99.
Yep.
Did you know that I pay for Netflix at $34.99?
Really?
Oh, that's the like super premium
plan. Yeah.
What is that?
I pay $15 and I never get
that's
ads,
so you can have
think.
Four people access your account from like different locations. So your son probably has it like upgraded
and
to
probably
that
his dad.
Since you guys are in different states.
Oh, definitely the dad, yeah, for sure.
I'm paying for four accounts.
Wow.
I'm using your account at my house.
Hey, can you add me on your family plan?
I just never said anything. I mean, your son called me one day and he said, "Hey, Beach, I got a password for you here, pal." You think I've been paying for it? I'm cheap. I'm not going to pay
that,
for it.
And I was like, yeah, $34.99 a month?
His dad, wow, him, me, and yeah, you. And that's the four accounts, okay, that we have. Yeah.
Holy
and I
crap.
Really appreciate it, too.
By the way, if you go to the bottom of your screen on your TV and you go all the way over, there's a little circle with three dots. Click on that and you can actually go and see what you are paying for. It'll show you everything. I didn't even know I had Hulu. I didn't know I had Paramount Plus. And I certainly didn't know $34.99.
Do you even watch Hulu? Is
no.
there anything you can name that's on Hulu?
No.
I can't name anything.
There was one once. There was like that Tommy Lee.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson. That whole series.
Yeah, yep. When his wiener talked.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that immensely. Yeah.
Well, that's worth paying for.
There's a bunch of new anime that comes out on Hulu. I watch it on there.
Oh, yeah. I'm so into
anime.
That.
Anime.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
All right. That's enough. All right. That's enough. All right. I think we've hit a point here.
BJ and Jamie.
And before we give away these tickets, can I ask Spadilla a question real quick here?
No.
Would you mind?
No. Yes.
Please.
No.
You know, he's got a college degree, so I like to go to him with the very, complicated stuff. Hey, Spadil.
Yeah.
OAR. What does that stand for?
Dude, I have no idea.
Ordinary.
Well, because remember OMD? OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark?
Orchestra.
I wonder what does OAR stand for?
Orchestras are rad.
You don't know? You seriously don't know?
I have no idea.
I don't have any. I have no idea either.
It's of a revolution.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Of a revolution.
Revolution.
Yeah, brah.
You learned something today, didn't we?
That's awesome.
Wow. Yep. All right. OAR.
OAR. Yep. Yeah. All right. We have tickets. OAR, Red Rocks Amphitheater. I was just reading this thing that you and I, anybody that has an Android and an iPhone shouldn't be texting, but I'll get to that in a minute.
Oh.
OAR, Red Rocks Amphitheater. It's going to be Saturday, June 21st. Think about that. June. So we prepare here.
Yeah, you got to get a babysitter.
I know. We are we're on top of it.
Yeah,
all right, so here's
make
the deal.
Sure.
Caller 19 right now, 303-22, Alice.
Yeah,
sorry.
Sometimes dinner plans, six months out.
You never know.
Restaurants are packed this
Restaurants
time of year.
Are
so why should we text each other?
Okay, so sorry, I was just reading that and I got consumed because it's funny. My son's dad is on Google. I was on Droid and my son was on iPhone, but we're all in a group text. The three of us stay in a group text. Since my son's away at college, and we all get along, and it's weird. Anyway, and so they're saying that if you text an iPhone or an iPhone text Droid, whatever, or Google, isn't that their own platform or something?
I believe so.
Or are they considered Droid?
Oh,
I don't
it's
know.
Considered Droid.
Is
oh,
it? Okay. All right, so anyway, if you cross those two paths, whatever they are, it's not encrypted, and you should stop doing it because the Chinese can read every single piece of it.
Oh, so the new, yeah. Okay.
We all have to be on iOS or either.
But all the numbers in your phone, how do you know who's got what?
They're green if they're Android. Yeah. Well, if you have an iPhone.
No. I'm just saying, if you've got an iPhone and you've got somebody, let's say I've got a buddy in Knoxville I'm going to call. How do I know what he's
texting.
Got?
They said it's texting.
Yeah, if you're texting him and it pops up with a green thing, that means he has an Android. If it's a blue one, that means he has an iPhone.
Remember, because I was
it
breaking the beauty of everybody having blue.
The aesthetic.
Yeah, the aesthetic. My son was all complainy because I was breaking the aesthetics.
I don't care if the Chinese read it.
Well, it sounds fine, except for like we do send back personal information. Back
sometimes
and forth.
You do, between households.
Because my kid is in college, so there's exchanging of personal information about different things, and so that says it's not encrypted. They haven't busted. They can't do anything about it. This Chinese group has realized that droids and iPhones, it's open. It's open to them. They can just get everything.
Why is it always the Chinese? Why isn't the Angolians doing that too?
Wait, why do I always do that?
The Angolians? why always the Chinese?
I think the Russians are taking stuff too.
Well, I bet they are.
Yeah.
Well, they're working together, I think.
Yeah. Oh, the Russians are in there too, huh?
Well, the Russians and Chinese are homies.
They are homies.
And that North Korea guy too.
Yeah.
You got to throw him in there, that Kim Jong-un.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, Jamie, I was just thinking to myself, because we have the Christmas party later on this afternoon.
Yeah.
Remember when that Charlie Sheen guy worked here? We called him Charlie because he reminded us of Charlie Sheen.
Yes, I do remember him.
Remember that other lady? What was her name? Monica, I think her name was, that worked here at one time. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Remember those people that used to get really liquored up and have to be, escorted out of here? And
I remember something else. No. You're forgetting one other story. Remember the girls that came up from the other floor?
Yeah.
And they were hitting on you, and it was, insane.
And you were like, let me take you on a tour.
No. I'm mentioning the others because they're gone. Hopefully the girls that are on the other floor keep coming up.
That's so funny. He did puff up. So these girls had some cocktails, right? That's fine. And BJ doesn't drink, and these girls did a lot, and they had their beer goggles on. They looked like he looked like a fine young specimen to these women. I mean, there was like three or four, and then BJ puffs all up because they're all over him, and he's like, "Let me take you on a tour of the radio stations."
We toured and toured and toured and toured, toured and toured.
Until you couldn't tour no more.
I toured out that night. I was so toured out.
You were.
I was talking about the people that we used to really have fun watching.
Yeah, I know.
They're all gone. They're gone. Now we got a bunch of sober people around here.
It kind of makes sense, doesn't it? You kind of destroy your career that way.
I sure miss them this time of year, though.
I know.
When we have the big parties, you know what I mean?
Right?
All right. So, Alice in Winterland, speaking of a party, tomorrow night, going to be at Fillmore. More tickets to give away later on today with Heather.
Right.
Heather.
And I also want to just give out this warning. Okay, so tomorrow, today BJ leaves for Hawaii.
Yeah.
So tomorrow it's going to be myself, Carson, and Schmidel. Now, let me just give you a warning. First of all, we always know this doesn't go well, right? We're just going to put it out there. It doesn't go well. Number one. Number two is Schmidel has never run this new computer system.
No.
So I would tune in just to hear the debacles that are.
It's going to be a circus.
It's going to be horrible. It's going to be a train wreck. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. And go to the new Texnado number and complain.
No. Enjoy.
Tell Schmidel, you suck, Schmidel.
Because the best part of some shows are bloopers. And so keep that in mind. Tomorrow when you tune in, tomorrow's going to be the blooper reel because we're going to have so many of them. But we are going to do this tomorrow. And let me just pre-promote this. So I want you guys to practice. Benson Boone, we have the last pair for your last chance to win, to go to the show tomorrow night. It's Dasha, the Frey, and Benson Boone. But here's what we're going to do tomorrow morning, just the three of us and with you guys, is you have to sing the second part of the please.
Beautiful Things.
The Beautiful Things part.
So I have it here.
Okay, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, so be practicing this part. Here we go.
Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
Please stay. I want you.
I need you.
That's what you need
to be
go.
Practicing.
Yeah. Your homework.
The please. please stay. I want you. I need you. Oh, God.
I can't wait for this.
So be practicing that all day today, and then tomorrow we'll give you your chance.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
All right. Have a great day. Enjoy your Wednesday. We will see you back here tomorrow. All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.